What is going on? Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I got Billy Bob Thornton on here.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Fuck off.
Is that hilarious? My girlfriend thought of that name for Billy. So Billy just cracked a beer. It's a good old Friday. We've already drank almost half a 26er, so we're getting good.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
We're having a little fun. This is going to be definitely an interesting episode. So we're introducing a new topic, or not a new topic, a new little thing that we're doing when Billy's
new
on.
New segment.
Yeah, a new segment.
It's called Billy's Fun Fact of the Day.
Okay, what's your fucking fun fact?
Billy's Fun Fact of the Day, I sleep with my eyes wide open.
You do that.
Isn't that fucked up?
So I edited out this part in the last podcast we did, the alien abduction ones, because it was too much. But I said that I got so drunk on fucking Christmas, drinking whiskey and shit, I was in bed by 8, and even my girlfriend told her dad, and her dad's like, oh, no wonder, he was taking those shots like nothing, because I just kept drinking this expensive whiskey, and I kept looking at it, and he's like, oh, I'll take another one. And I was like, okay. I was fine
going.
When I was there, but then when I got home, I just kept fucking drinking, and it was not good. And then I got so drunk that, like, my girlfriend, like, I was laying in bed, and there's something on the TV, but I look like I was sleeping, and she's like, hey, like, what's up? And I was like, didn't say anything. Like, hey. And then she's like, are you sleeping? And then, like, slowly close my eyes and open them back up again. And she was like, you were legit and, like, had your eyes open sleeping.
And yeah, I keep getting told I'm dead. My older brother's taken 100 pictures of me, God knows.
Really?
He had one on his fridge for like 2 years. I'm sick of it. Like, it looks fucking creepy, man. It looks very scary.
I do not understand why that happens or why you do that. It's because you're always drinking.
Look how big my eyes are.
I know, but you
my
can't close them. You're supposed to.
I know, but my eyelids physically aren't like resting enough to close my... Look, this is resting.
That's fucked.
That's full-fledged resting.
You know what? You know what? I've seen doing my... Sounds fucking super weird, but when you sleep, when you close your eyes, if you focus enough, you can actually feel like another eyelid is closing. I don't know if I'm a reptilian or not, but like, that's what it feels like. And
this is the cult coming out of himself. He's going against his people here.
But I think that it's actually your spiritual side, like your soul. Or like the astral
your
energy
closing
its own eyes. No, like it sounds really, really weird. But when I get into where I've almost astral projected, which we will have a topic about that. It's where you can, it's like lucid dreaming. You can leave your body.
I've always wanted to do that. Really
me
hard
too,
to do.
And I've tried, but every time I scare myself.
I had a buddy that said he practiced a long, long, long time.
It takes
and,
a lot of
and,
time.
And he said he could get to his door. And he couldn't leave his room.
It's very weird. It's in the astral realm or the etherical realm. It's very like it's like Earth. Looks like Earth or looks like this reality, but it's very dark because there's no light in your dreams, in your eyes, in your soul, and what you're producing either for yourself or your soul is leaving your body.
Okay.
It's dark in those realms, so it's really weird.
So you're just banging into walls and
no,
shit.
Well,
like,
you can see it. It would be like what we're looking at now in my basement in this room, but it's just like the lights are really dim.
So you're just banging into walls and shit. He's like
yeah,
stubbing your
you can
fucking technically toe. You're
go
like, God damn
walls.
It.
We will go through this because I have so much to say about the astral realm and shit.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about? This is interesting. We're actually talking about Victorian serial killers. This is something
ooh,
that, like
Victorian secret killers?
No.
Like the lingerie models all get murdered?
No, not the unrealistic fucking, unrealistic portrays of
it's
women.
It's realistic.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, tighten your asses.
No. I do not. I'm not a fan of skinny bitches. I'm not gonna lie.
I like skinny bitches.
A little bit of curve. You gotta have some curve to your body.
Ah, skinny bitch.
No, you have no curve to your
body. Well, I don't
want to
see every one of your rib cages, but all right. I'm a skinny guy, so I deserve a skinny girl.
I've seen,
isn't that
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, but I've
isn't
seen that... skinny guys with big girls.
Yeah, and I've seen big guys with skinny girls, but like it just feels like you should be with who you are.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's all, yeah, you should love somebody for who they are on the inside, not what they look like on the outside. So it's very, this is like really fucked. I thought this would be a fun episode. That's why I decided that we'll drink a little more because this is fucking fucked.
Here we go.
It's not unknown that the Victorian era was a lot more brutal than our current one at a time when imperial conquest was considered to be perfectly fine. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take over. Okay. I've got more people than you do. I'm a bigger country than you do. I'm going to take over
well,
you.
Well, that's still always, like, the realistically.
It's not in the way it used to be.
Where, well, now we have the UN.
You
so
can
now
just, like,
it's,
march on somebody's land and be like,
well, it's literally because of the
people?
UN. That's all we did, is the UN stopped that.
Me and Justin have talked about this. Please tell me you've watched Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Of course I have.
So fucking funny.
Of course
funny.
I have.
So
I love
funny.
That.
Well, I
that's
mean,
just ridiculous,
hey,
though. Like,
so
that's the humor I kind of
like,
and I feel like it's kind of ridiculous.
That. Me, you, and Justin are all watching that together, drunk and stoned, because Monty me and Python. Justin wanted to watch that again because we talked about it in our witches episode. Throw her in the water, she floats like a duck.
I probably haven't seen that since fuck grade.
Yo,
they used to watch that, and my teacher used to put that on in school.
Really?
Yeah, grade
that's
8.
That's an amazing movie.
Grade 8,
man.
Yeah. It was any Monty Pythons. Yeah.
The coconuts? Okay,
he loves
anyways.
Them. Victorian and, secret
yeah,
killers.
Shut up. you're going to fuck me up. Victorian age, okay? The most imperial conquests were very bloody. Poverty and wealth. Inequality was at a level we could barely even imagine with our modern perspective. Very true. So we literally have the rich, and then we have pretty much the middle class and poor, or actually it's more just poor now.
Yeah, the middle class is kind of getting shot
in
the foot.
It's getting there,
here.
But because of what we live in and the age that we live in with technology and shit, we do not see it as much as they did.
Yeah.
You know, even my girlfriend's reading me quotes and making jokes about the baby boomers hating millennials and shit. And it's like making jokes and poking fun at the fact that, like, they destroyed the economy. They
yeah.
fucked it up. They're complaining about us, but we can hardly pay for anything. We can't pay for school. People are in debt. All these things. And it's making a whole joke about it. But back then it was worse because you had a thin line. There was the really rich, right? With all this
and
fucking money.
And then everyone else.
And then everyone else, literally,
yeah.
Education was only for the rich. So you got a bunch of illiterate idiot fucks, okay?
Sounds
on
like
the
Brantford.
Other side. Yeah. All these factors contribute to an extremely harsh society to those without power or high status. It's getting there, but the thing is, in our society, we do not notice it because it was like either you're in the castle with a bunch of riches and you're wearing these nice garments,
or you
poor.
Got a potato sack over you.
Yes, yeah. And you're shitting it. You're shitting on the streets rather than shitting in a hole that goes into a sewer system. They were just kind of
you could
starting
shit
to build
in the sewer system.
They were yeah, put your butthole right next. To, they were just starting to build this. Think about this. This was
where did all the shit go?
This was when why it's called the Victorian age, right?
Okay.
Is because Queen Victoria ruled for almost 80 years. It was almost the longest queen to ever rule.
So for our history nerds, what age is that?
The Victorian age, but the funny...
Which is what year?
Oh, fuck. Do I really have to research this shit?
Yes,
I did
you
not
do,
forget.
Because I forget. And I,
know. I
did that thinking
was,
you would
know,
but
was,
you didn't
no,
know.
I said outside when we were having a smoke that I was like, I'm going to Google when this was, so I fucking know.
I'm guessing early 1800s,
but,
late
1800s. Yes, yes, exactly. Oh my god!
1800s somewhere.
As soon as I wrote in the Vic something, it went Victoria Supermodel.
Yeah. Victorian Secret.
Victor, what the fuck? I can't even speak right now.
Victor Dick.
Victorian era was from 1837 till 1901.
Oh, went
so
to the 19th.
She, it's because Queen Victoria was the longest queen alive. But to be honest, there was a lot of females that did a lot of fucked up shit in conquesting. A lot of males took over. A lot of the queens were just looking as hierarchy. And one thing about Queen Victoria, I gotta say, is people think obviously all the royal families was reptilians and shit and stuff. When I think it was her, or it was the next one, Queen Elizabeth, I might have been. But I think it was Queen Elizabeth that one of their, when she died and she was buried, her casket was 9 feet.
Okay.
Or 8 feet, and nobody understood why.
Why?
And people thought because she referred back into a reptilian form.
Ooh.
But that's not, doesn't exist in this because your body is not really, okay, fuck it. I'm not even getting into this shit.
All right, let's go with our story.
All right. So, all this shit was brutal. As fuck back then, it was very crazy. This is Nurse Death. Okay? Amelia Dyer might be the most prolific serial killer in British history. Most agreed she killed over 100 people, with many credible historians believing she may have killed over 400 people. Holy fuck.
That's a big jump. From 100 to 400? You got away.
Psychotic.
You know what? That is an insane ratio, though. This bitch got away with 300 murders unaccounted for.
She most agree that she killed over 100 people.
Yeah, most agree. That's what I mean. So realistically, this lady got away with 300 murders.
Yes.
So if you went and murdered 10 people today, you'd probably get away with 8 of them. If that's a good ratio, yeah, that's the about ratio? The ratio, yeah, it is.
No, if it's 100 next to 400, it would be like 1 in 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be about 8 in 10.
No. That's not math, man. Okay, whatever.
7 in 10, sorry.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Fuck your math. Despite this, only 6 of her victims had absolutely been confirmed. She was a respected nurse, but the thing is, this is still happening to this day. This happens a lot with the nurses, and you know what I mean? Nurses doing this. It's still happening.
People say nurses are killing people, and it could be an accident, or they think
about this soon. But there is, we could do like, just based on hospital deaths of nurse, like they don't want to see people suffer. So they think they're like, I'll just let them go. I can say shit about people I know. Like nurses will put like arsenic in people's shit. You're not trying to say like, are you pumping this shit in?
Here's a little morphine. Yeah.
Morphine sounds fun. I told that to Chelsea today, my girlfriend. I was like, she was talking about her friend fucked up her hand. And, I'm not going to say where she works, but somebody in the ambulance thing knew who she was kind of thing and kept like she was like,
you want pumping. Some more morphine?
Yeah, yeah. More? And then they stopped when she started singing, but I was like, it sounds so fun. Like you just like get fucked up. So this is pretty crazy. So like she was a suspected nurse who secretly murdered children. That's fucked. Okay. Who she said was responsible for looking after. She was looking after these kids and she was killing them. I didn't know.
How many kids die on your watch before someone's like, maybe you shouldn't be fucking watching them.
She did this for about 20 years. That's why it's so many victims, if that's the case.
Okay,
right?
But still, again, why before are people letting you caught still watch on to these her kids? Crimes?
Because she's a nurse, and this happens today still. That is nutty.
I guess,
Her long... I can't believe I said that fucking... My girlfriend says that's nutty, and I was like, I just wanted to say it. Fuck, that's a fucking baby turtle. That's nutty. Okay. Her long killing spree came up to the end of a number of children's bodies that were discovered in the River Thames. I know where the River Thames is. Thames, it's a... where was this from?
You can't just change the name and know where
it is. I know where Thames, it is. Because there was a bunch of murders that were done actually in this river too. This is actually, that's kind of interesting. Which is where she would usually dump the corpses. The local press named her the killer. Her name was the Reading Baby Farmer.
The Reading Baby Farmer.
Maybe her last name. No, I don't even understand.
I don't know. I don't get that
fitting
nickname
for one of the most dangerous Victorian serial killers, but why?
Why is that a fitting name? Say it one more time, sorry.
The Reading Baby Farmer?
Baby farmer. She's reading babies while she tends to her crops.
No.
Just out there in the field fucking plowing the corn, fucking but straddling a baby, reading Go Dog Go.
I don't know why they said that, but I think that's more or less because she... I didn't know... Okay.
And then,
researched a lot of these, and I do this when I'm stoned, and I've just... forget about because I have episodes saved up, but I like doing that because then it's a shock to even me when I'm reading.
Yeah, you're like, ooh, I wrote that.
I forgot about this. But... I take this from different sources, different websites, and then I try to put in my own words and stuff. But like that is very interesting. She was essentially arrested. Amelia Dyer was arrested in April 1896, and she was hanged to death 2 months later. Hanged was a favorite. Yes,
hung to death. Hangs. Why doesn't that sound right?
She was
hanged.
Hung
to death.
I should say hung to death.
But that still doesn't even sound right.
Yeah.
What is it? You tell us. You mentioned it in the Instagram comments there.
but even I have a book called Crime and Punishment that other podcasts have used. We're gonna make it better, but I want to read it and I want to do an episode about torture and punishment based on corporal punishment, which is like hangings, where a lot of hangings the rope wouldn't snap your neck, especially if you were a taller dude or bigger, and you were skinny, you just like you would just sit there
and you just choke to death.
And fucking people would just be watching like.
he'll die eventually.
Like clapping, and then yeah, because that's all they had. They had no TV. I literally have it.
They had no TV.
I have a bunch of books. Oh my god, Billy, you just spit in my face.
I so did. I saw that, but that's hilarious. They had no TV. So I got us two VIP tickets to the hanging tonight.
We're gonna go right in the front, but I literally have books that I have marked out for our podcast, but all the shit, like we have a bunch of shit coming up. But let's. So, Jesus, that's the end of that. She fucking hung. How about Edward H. Rudolph? Edward H.
That's Santa's.
No, I didn't say Rudolph. Edward H. Roloff killed at least three people, of which being his own wife and his daughter. He was accused of several other murders, but no one ever was, none of them was ever proven. Born in 1890, he was in. It was only 1870 when he was finally arrested. I am not doing that math that he's 60. 50. He's 50.
Oh, my God.
He's 50 when he was finally arrested.
You just said 1870.
1890 to 1870. Yeah. When he was arrested. 50 years.
51.
We are drinking. I am not doing math tonight.
Math no good for Tom.
Fuck, man. Speaking's good for Tom, even when I'm wasted. Like many Victorian serial killers, he didn't receive any serious crime penalties, as there was little evidence to connect him to the victim's death, which often happens in this time era.
Okay. Yeah, like, they don't have the forensics. You could just be nowadays.
Were you there? Were you over there? Were you there? Like, were you by there?
No,
like,
I wasn't there. I was over here.
Yeah.
I was right over here.
I was right over here at the bar. I was at the bar having some drinks. You know, I did not kill that guy.
Well, that adds up. Yeah. Talk to you later. Wait till someone admits that they were by there.
That is until he finally was put to death for his crimes.
Ooh.
So put someone caught on. How do they put them his to death? Execution was New York's last public hanging. That is very cool.
High New York's last public hanging
in the state. That's
in
crazy.
In 1900.
No, 1870.
That's still, like, pretty damn close. That's not that long ago, yeah, man. That's only 100 years, just over 100
years.
So
much shit about all this hang stuff. But anyways, in a sense that, fuck, that there was people still hanging people almost till the end of the 19th century, which is, like, the 1800s going to the end, to when war started. And I'm really surprised, New York, good job. The people that sat out here and killed all the natives and everything was okay to stop the hanging in 1870. Jesus fuck. Let's slaughter a bunch of people. Like, and fucking hopefully.
But you know what? You know what we have now? Again, you proved it before. We got TV now.
Oh, wow.
TV's okay. TV stopped hanging. Let's go television.
Jesus Christ.
I'll watch some more Breaking Bad tonight.
I've watched that 3 times over with my girlfriend.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
why do you watch that 3 times?
Because I watched it the first time.
You watch it once, you get it. You don't need to fucking watch it.
It was either 2 or 3 times over. Maybe it was only 2. We rewatched like years later, and I was like,
I guess you forget about it. Yeah.
So good.
It is. Fucking good.
Malcolm's dad deserves an Academy Award. Brian Cranston, you're my god. Praise be a fucking guy that literally made it the most famous ever over the craziest fucking role. Okay, so that is when he was caught. Blah blah. His execution was in New York, and his final murder. One of the most creepiest parts of history is that his brain was removed after he died, and the brain is still preserved today at an American university and considered one of the second largest brains recorded in history.
How can you record a brain just off pure size?
No. Like, it's the size. The biggest brain.
Oh, biggest sized brain. Yeah. So this motherfucker had a huge goddamn head.
If you were there on, if you listened to our podcast beforehand, we do the strange monsters. There was these.
Stop fucking calling me out.
There was these kids that had cephalomorphous or whatever. It was something weird where their brain, and there was a thing of, they're called the melon heads, and they were wandering around a forest and shit. That's why,
like,
you missed like the grays, but with huge.
I love how you knew what I was talking about when I said
football head. Hey, football head. But it was very fucking big. glucraniums, and they even, like, you have to listen to these episodes. It's fucking hilarious.
But, like, realistically, though, like, does that prove intelligence? Just because it was he could still be a dumb fuck with a huge-ass goddamn head.
But I'm
head.
Saying that they had people with, like, large heads that had tiny brains, right?
That's fucked. I wonder if that does actually retrospect anything.
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me hard. Okay, so we're watching Clerks 2, literally because I love Jay and Silent Bob, and I just showed Billy I have two new brand new Jay and Silent Bob action figures that I bought off Amazon. And it's the part where Jason Mewes, Jay, is fucking dancing. He's like, would you fuck me? And doing the whole part from, you know what that's I'd from, right? Me.
I don't know what that's from. Really? I thought he made that. Yeah. No, what's that from?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, my God.
It's the guy who tucks his dick between his legs, and the victim's in the basement. It puts the lotion on the skin, and also gets the hose again.
I know that.
Okay,
yeah,
so let's talk about Dr. Death.
All right. Who's Dr. Death?
Dr. Death. Edward William Pritchard.
Dr. Dre Death.
Okay, fuck off. Was the 19th century doctor who poisoned his wife and his mother. Being a doctor, he was extremely well-respected in the position in Victorian society. So, it's weird that it would turn into a crime. The bodies of his victims were buried without much suspicion. However, an anonymous letter was sent to the local police claiming that he was the murderer. The victims' bodies were dug up and poison was found in their system. I'm very surprised you motherfuckers found that poison, but it's like, oh, look, there's cyanide in it. Like, they would have to, like, they have to dig and then you would test it out. I don't know how shit worked back then and what they did, but I'm not... But they had to have something.
They found it. They
However,
found the poison.
The anonymous letter that was sent to local police claiming that... I just read that. It soon became obvious that Pritchard was behind it all and put to trial. After a five-day trial, he was sentenced to death by hanging. Again, they liked seeing people pretty much fucking choked to death, but they would barely die. He was accused of killing a maid who worked at his house at the time. So her body was found dead after a fire broke out in her bedroom. So a fire broke out in this woman's bedroom and her body, oh shit, she's dead. Not from the fire or the fucking fume, she's just dead.
Well, do they know that? Okay, know. No, because they found cyanide.
It's unknown exactly how she died, but we do know that she made an attempt to escape the blaze for a reason. It was suspect that he had already poisoned her prior to this. That's how it ends.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because maybe he poisoned her and he's like, fuck, that didn't work. She's still fucking kicking around. My wife's going to be home in like 20 minutes. I got a fucking Molotov cocktail of shit real quick.
I'm pretty buzzed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you fucking chugged most of my vodka, you fucker.
I can still read, though. Black Widow of Liverpool. Notoriously known as the Black Widow of Liverpool. There are two sisters. This is pretty trippy. There are two sisters who murdered a string of victims in northern English city of Liverpool. Liverpool is a very famous city in England.
Okay, come on. We're not fucking brain dead here. Anyone who didn't know what Liverpool was in England, go back to fucking school, please.
During the 1880s. So, like, to me, it's so trippy. Like, this is, like, before 1880s. Like, we don't have cars yet. We don't have television. We don't have movies. We have nothing. We have, like, wooden buggies. And a lot of children would just
in
die.
In
1880? Everything. Yeah, everything.
I guess all that shit came in the 1900s.
That's why we saw the alien abduction one.
My
we
mom's real good at the horse
and buggy.
Camels
and horses to all of a sudden cars, touchpad, fucking this, that, cars, fucking gasoline and all of that. Like it's everything.
And
it's
all
like,
of that.
It's fucking nuts, man. Me and Billy love to rap. I put a lot of my songs at the end of this podcast and stuff and what I've been working on and shit.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you have to hear that, guys.
Oh, fuck yourself.
I'm just kidding. It's actually really good. I like it.
But me and Billy are going to be doing tracks soon and I'm going to get you a conspiracy shit.
Yeah, bitch.
You fucker. Jesus, Billy makes me laugh. You're the perfect, like, this was like, made to be. I guarantee this is made to be. Everyone loves us.
We have a good time.
We love the listeners. I don't say that often. I usually end this in a crude tone, but...
If we're going to shout out a specific listener here.
What's her? Honey?
Fine Honey. We like you. You're a good-looking lady.
I know. I like your tattoos.
Yeah, he can't say more than that. He has a girlfriend.
Anyways. You fucker. The funny thing is, so we're talking about these Black Widows of Liverpool. They killed to at least 4 people with arsenic solely for personal financial gain.
Okay.
For some weird reason, Billy... Billy did a weird meditation stance on my couch, which is good.
Why did it sit like this? Oh my god. That was fucking weird. No,
I like it. It's cool. You're right that is the odd. He sat in Indian position, and that's a racist term.
It's like the reverse cowgirl of Indian sitting.
Jesus fucking. Okay. The funny thing is they were doing this all for insurance, like plans for their victims. This is still happens to this day too. Also, the nurse shit is like, it's pretty trippy because they do it like, it's like nurses do it for their own sick purposes, but Black Widows, that's a term for women who will marry someone and kill them and take their money.
Yeah, because that's what Black Widows do. But
yeah,
it, besides the money, but I guess but they could kill them for many other reasons.
So the funny thing is they did all this and they apparently they were doing this for their fucking whatever. Part of the mystery, the victims, and eventually discovered they took arsenic from illiterate working class women.
Okay.
They couldn't put it together of how they could do this. Illiterate. They were stupid.
Yeah.
And so they took the arsenic from fly paper.
Okay.
Paper that would catch flies.
Yeah, I got you.
That is weirdly diabolic and really smart.
The Does fact that actually could... fuck, like,
not
that
now,
actually...
not now, oh, not okay. now. In the 18th century.
The paper see, that they used.
I'm going to say this, and I've said this before because I fucked up saying this before, like on another podcast. I don't get how the 19th century is the 18th century. So, like, the 19th century is, like, the 1880s.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not 18, the 1800s.
Yeah.
And then, the 19th century is, like, World War One.
Well, because the first century is zero, right? So you got to always be back.
And enough of this BCE. I don't like how we do before Christ and after Christ.
Well, there was... Okay, you know what? At the end of the day, you want to argue that? There is a significant event that literally made the whole world go... All right, we're gonna start the date now. Now, right now is the start of the date.
Reptilians.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Whatever it is, that's fine. But there was something that went. Today is the day that we are gonna consider
not
it January 1st, year zero.
And why year. The? Okay, I mentioned this in the fucking Christmas episode, the Krampus episode, but what the fuck? Jesus was not born in December, and I'm not going into this.
And he wasn't either. Yeah, that pisses me off, too, because I grew up in a church. I grew up in all that stuff, but, like, and it's funny, too, because they know that. And it's weird that, like, everyone knows that. Even everybody, the Catholics, the Protestants, the fucking Jehovah's Witnesses, everybody knows that.
Okay, so, I saw Justin today, and we were talking about what we're doing, and he wants to do a drunken rant episode, almost with all three of us.
A drunken... That sounds like honestly, we're going to kill the
honestly,
listeners.
I think that we should do it on religion, because me and Justin got in the same topic.
I would go. I'd get very fucking frustrated.
Me and Justin did the Black Eyed Children episode. We got back into religion again. It always goes back to this, like, bullshit of,
man,
like,
I wish our Black Eyed Children episode worked.
No, me and Justin did...
Shout out to Justin here, but, like, fuck, we killed that episode, and I'm very upset
about
it.
Me and Justin justified it and did it well as we could, just like me and you justified the alien abduction episode as
much
as we could.
I guess, because that fucked up,
But me and your Black Eyed episode was very funny and hilarious.
It was
a
good
bunch
one.
Of stupid accents that were jokes. But me and Justin, me and Justin's alien abduction episode was also good. Ours was dope. We got a lot of info. So let's get... So Dr. Death, all this shit, and he attempted... Oh, fuck, man, I lost my whole track. So he killed his maid that worked for him when the fire broke out in his bedroom. That's what we're talking about.
Why would you kill your maid?
But I know exactly how she died. Okay, so all this is done. And it was suspect that he poisoned people prior to this. So all this is done. So let's get in. Oh, fuck you. We already got to this. Okay. Jesus, fuck.
It's a fun time. That's what you guys listen for, time. Right? Two people having fun times, spewing half-assed
knowledge. Oh, so
knowledge.
They got their fucking arsenic from fly paper. That's
where okay, we're that's where we were. That's
and the sisters were convicted and executed in 1884 by hanging, probably. It
so, that,
say.
That again, that's years later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, years later.
Yeah, that's
for a long,
you said 1870
to
18.
For a long time, people have argued the sisters did not act alone, and they were part of a sinister crime organization whose effort was to poison their victims to validate the claims of the unknown.
Reptilians!
It's everything. Everything.
Everything. Okay. I'm on everything.
We're getting good time. We're good. We got lots more stories. Oh, we're fucking fine. We're half an hour in. Woo! Me and Billy used to take a break. Maybe we'll go for a smoke after this fucking page. Woo woo!
Maybe we'll go for a smoke right now.
Let me get the last one.
All right.
Whoop
whoop whoop! Twins!
I know. Thank you for that fine honey, because she likes that twin shit. The Lambeth Poisoner, like most Victorian serial killers, this is actually really interesting. Thomas Neil Cream.
Mr. Cream.
Thomas Cream.
Thomas Cream. Thomas creams his pants because he can't fucking get any.
Now, I can go upstairs and get some if I really want to.
Okay, that's rape because she's sleeping.
She would like that. She's told me. I've woke her up and like, don't even... I got a bone.
I got a bone for you, lady.
You'll be my doggy. I'll be your chew toy.
There's a new one. So, I got a bone for you.
Get the money, y'all. Cream. You know what I mean? That's a Wu-Tang song.
All right, let's go. Dr. Cream. What happened to Dr. Mr. Cream?
Thomas Neil Cream had a style. Look at him with his big top hat.
He was fucking fancy.
He was baller, right?
But he was fucking lit.
He was known to be the murderer of people in America and Britain. He was suspected to even take lives in Canada. What?
You
can't. Canada!
You can't take Canadians' lives.
If you take our lives, we're going to come over and we're going to come all over your face while beating you in the face. I don't know why I said that, but that's going to be happening.
That is a very, very realistic thing as to what we do. If you take our lives,
we're going
to
jerk off
on
your face.
We will come on your face.
Do not do this.
And then we will take your face.
We'll skin off.
We'll take the cum that's crusted all over your fucking eyes because there's so fucking many, it's like you're drowning.
Jesus.
And then we'll skin you.
Okay. As his nickname suggests, he preferred their method of poisoning his victims. After he started getting nervous about being discovered as the killer, he began to attempt to frame innocent people for his crimes. Ironically, it was his attempt to blame a local doctor for his murders. He wrote a letter to police assuming the doctor was poisoning... I'm getting Billy to pour me some more vodka. Poisoning... Her name was Matilda Culvert. And all I think when I hear Matilda is the... You know...
Evil. Fucking evil.
What? Matilda was cool.
I don't know.
German fucking... You never remember
You
that?
Name your kid Matilda. Like,
you
that's... You're just
that
asking
Disney
to
movie,
be... I know.
The people with psychic powers?
I just... No, I just... I that see German that as evil. Teacher. Again, psychic powers. Fuck that. Evil.
Billy can talk fine, but if we go up to have a smoke, he will probably fall down the stairs.
I will fall down the stairs.
Yes, lanky ass legs.
There's a very good chance I'll fall
God
down
we
the
have
stairs.
So much of this mango pop.
Hey, has anyone ever tried vodka and grape soda? It is by far the
best
drink in the
black
world.
Listeners.
This grape drink that you guys always talk about
is
delicious. Fucking
I told
amazing.
You, I,
what
I told,
an amazing
I
fucking
I told
drink.
Billy, man, black cherry and vodka, though. Oh, my God. Compliments choice. Do they have compliments in the States? I don't know. Or anywhere else?
Fake-ass pop.
No, yeah, it's literally fake-ass cheap pop, and it's called Our Compliments. What does that mean? We're complimenting you? We're complimenting you.
We're complimenting the Coca-Cola that you couldn't afford to buy.
Isn't that weird why it's called compliments?
It's because it's complimenting the insane expensive. It's a compliment.
I never thought of
it's
that.
It's a sidekick. That's what sidekicks are. It's the second hand of the good pop. It's a compliment.
The only problem with this was Culver wasn't yet judged to have been a victim of murder. She was judged to die. She died of natural causes.
Did she,
though?
Oh,
one of the doctor that he blamed for his shit. Okay? It's very interesting. So, Cream...
Very interesting.
So, how Cream... how do we know that Cream was the murderer? Clearly, he was guilty, and he was charged in murder in 1892. He was hanged to death soon after, legend tells. His dying words were, I'm Jack the...
Didn't say Ripper.
But before he was killed, he couldn't finish his sentence, so many people believe he may have been Jack the Ripper.
Bah!
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 I guess we'll never know who Jack the Ripper really was. But maybe it was Thomas.
Is Jack the Ripper Cream. Real?
Thomas Cream. Yeah, fuck yeah, Jack
the Ripper. I thought that was a fairy tale. No,
are you fucking idiot?
Okay, fucking relax now. Jesus. I'm going
to get real excited about this.
I thought that was a oh story.
That's not a story. Have you ever seen From Hell?
Well, no.
From Hell, I'm bigging this up. Very good movie. Johnny Depp's in it. It kind of bases on the fact that I have...
Does he play as the same guy he does in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Okay, so obviously, I have this episode I've written out, but I guess Billy's going to be on our unknown serial killer episode because Jack the Ripper's on it.
All right, I got to go re-listen to that.
Smoke!
Smoke! Break!
We're back from our break.
Brought to you by,
I guess, Smirnoff Vodka.
Or Chardonnay? Chanel? How do you pronounce that toilet
what
paper?
What do you what? Chardonnay? Charmin.
Cottonelle.
What? Why don't we just produce the smokes that we're smoking? Because that's even fucking worse.
I don't know. I took a poo.
Do you not take a shit?
But I could have.
Okay, you fucking weirdo. We're back into the Bloody Benders. The Bloody Benders were an entire family of Victorian serial killers.
An entire family.
Which is crazy.
The whole fucking family. The
whole family.
The mother, the father, the kids. Every single one
we'll
of them.
We'll find out.
Let's
an
go.
An actual blood-related family. They seem to have a nice, peaceful family from the outside, but their public image was completely shattered when it became known that they killed at least 11 people. As their owners in a small inn... So, like a little motel.
Like a little, yeah.
They came into contact with many travelers that would stay with them. They would often prey on lonely travelers who booked their rooms in their inn. The murderer's methods were extremely brutal. In one example, a man had his throat slit and his skull was smashed with a hammer. Interesting.
Yum, that's yum. How are you letting people find these bodies?
Well, it's very easy. It
was like, especially if you're a serial killer. Like, you think you'd get rid of the corpse. Isn't that number one?
Well,
serial killer 101?
And be like, well, it's close to this inn.
It sounds about right.
It's a long time before the family was linked to any of the murders because they dumped the bodies in a local creek, which was notorious for murderous bandits. But the family was still eventually exposed as serial killers upon the entire family fled into the American wilderness. As fuck. So
they all went all AWOL. Every single one of them.
They eventually were like, fuck this. Like, something's up. And they just fleed. I don't know what the weather was like, but man, if you were... It would have been fucked.
Midwinter?
Yeah, if it was midwinter, you're all fine.
Yeah, but midwinter where? Where are we talking again? What geographic location is this?
It doesn't say, and I didn't research this. It's unknown what happened to them. We don't know where they how they evade authorities, but what happened to the Bloody Benders? Nobody knows.
Where did they go?
So fucked off and built a home, and now they're like the Ramsey family?
Could be. You don't know.
They would be totally dead by them. We're really good on time.
We're getting there. We got
the Prince of the Poisoners, Charles Dickens.
The Prince, the motherfucking
Charles
King.
Dickens once called this man the greatest villain ever stood in Old Bailey. The Old Bailey is a nickname for an English. I didn't write some of this. I copied and pasted a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
His nickname was the for England's Central Criminal Court. So it's quite a bold statement for Dickens.
Is that like the author?
Yeah, Charles Dickens. I don't know why I did that hump motion.
Yeah, that was really weird.
William Palmer was yet another medical doctor who turned murderer. He is thought to have killed dozens of his own patients by using poison.
Do you hear how his voice inflects when he reads?
Until he was eventually put to trial. He was found guilty after a gruesome detail of the murders came out during his trial. He became so notorious that 300,000 people came out to witness his execution.
300,000 people. What year? When did this happen?
I don't know.
Oh my god, your research sucks.
I'll have to look into that. The Prince of Poison.
Everyone look it up, because we need to know when 300,000 people went out
in this story, to fucking see this. It doesn't even say the dude's name. It just said Charles Dickens called this man the greatest villain that stood next... that ever stood in Old Bailey.
Which but
Old
realistically... the outside, even if it was a circle, the outside of the 300,000 people yeah. would not be able to see shit.
So,
you wouldn't be able to see anything.
300,000 people?
That is a lot of fucking people.
That is bigger than a motherfucking faggot-ass Canadian rapper named Drake's concert.
Okay, you didn't just say concert, but yeah, named Drake.
Or Justin Queer, whatever the fuck's name is. Justin Faggot. I hate Justin Bieber.
You know what? All
Justin
in all,
Bieber.
We can't rip on
nobody
anyone
fucking
like that.
Need ya.
Except
you wanna know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why? Tell me why.
Because you're a little cunt. That is literally the theme song of Kevin Smith from Jay and Silent Bob, the directors. He has a podcast where they do, oh, guess who's in the news? It's Justin Bieber, and that song will play. In the crowd, because they do it in front of a live crowd, like, Justin Bieber, nobody fucking needs. It's hilarious. I'm just totally shouting at Hollywood Babylon.
You know what? All in all, this motherfucker made millions of dollars. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Baby,
it doesn't matter.
Baby,
you know what?
Hey.
You tell me, any one of you listeners, if someone said, I will pay you $100 to $200, $300, $400, whatever the number is, $1 million to sing this gay ass song, fuck yeah, I'd sing it.
He's got a fucking gay ass tattoo on his face.
Doesn't
Can
matter.
I say this? This is a very famous, hopefully it's famous, Moral Technique song or verse. If you go platinum, it's got nothing to do with luck. It just means that a million people are stupid as
fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
Very true.
That. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, people are dumb.
Oh, Mary Cotton.
We love you, listeners.
Mary Cotton killed 21 people in the 19th century. So this is just after the Victorian age.
Cotton Eye Joe?
why did we just talk about that?
A long time ago.
It's a sex. It's based on a sex disease.
Cotton Eye Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a sex disease. We talked about that before.
But not on the podcast, though.
Yeah, did we?
No,
was
I
it
don't,
on the podcast?
No, it wasn't. Cotton Eye Joe is based on a sex disease.
Yeah, just so you know.
Marianne Cotton, four of her victims were married to her, and her 11 more of her victims were her own children.
And she killed how many people?
21.
21 people. And she killed her own kids, too.
Yep. At first, it was just a rumor that she killed her family members. But after she kept killing those she was close to, the authorities started taking rumors seriously.
I would, too. You'd be like, okay, a lot of people are goddamn
disappearing here.
Everyone
that comes in contact with this bitch...
you suddenly disappear. Something's not right.
I love this movie. I love Jay and Silent Bob, and I love Clerks.
I know. Clerks 2, so if you haven't ever watched it, Clerks 2 is one of the best movies I've ever watched.
She was arrested in 1873 and hanged to death
in
the same year.
I fucking hate
that.
Yeah. I want to know what it is. It's driving me nuts.
Because hanged, it's past tense.
So it'd be hung. Hung to death. Or hunged ED. Or hanged. Hang?
It has to be hanged, because it's past tense.
That doesn't sound right,
hung
though.
Is like, I hung that person today.
But something doesn't sound right about
I
that.
I know, fucking English is weird, but honestly, in my head, when I think about people that are speaking, even
you were
in China.
Hanged.
No, even China, that's fucking... But even if you're in a different country, and you're thinking in your head, in my head, I'm like, they're speaking English. Why else would... I thought the most common language should be English.
You guys are fucking ridiculous.
Anyways... Her story soon became a fairy tale of dark nurseries. The nursery began with the line, Mary Cotton, she's dead, she's rotten.
Mary Cotton,
she's dead, she's rotten.
Why did they say that?
I don't know. I should have looked up the entire thing. Thanks for topping me off. Billy's topped me off with the vodka.
Topping up the vodka.
Vodka. So I think
right
it's
over
fair.
Here.
Yeah. So it's fair to say she wasn't exactly popular.
Wasn't a big fan.
We have we have one story coming up. This is gonna be a strong drink. I'm just gonna drink it.
Hey.
Ooh.
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 Weird.
You know what? People can say what they want about vodka. You know what I like about vodka?
What's that?
It's one of the purest liquors you can drink, next to gin and stuff. It's
it's a spirit. It's
literally like ethanol and water.
But you could drink rye, vodka, rum. That's all the same.
And the thing is, there was, I can't remember what band this was, but there was a famous person that was part of a band drinking a shitload of beer all the time, right? They were a bigger dude. I can't remember what the fuck band this was, but they drank vodka and they lost a shitload of weight. Because they start drinking vodka all the time, it's like eating potatoes. Yes, yeah,
it's like eating. You know what? Here's a fun fact. I'm gonna double up on Billy's fun fact of the day.
Fun fact of the day.
Vodka's made out of potatoes. If you didn't know that, if you have a potato allergy, you cannot drink vodka.
No, it's like vodka is like ethanol and water, and sometimes vodka can be created from corn and stuff like that too.
Well, it's all potato starch.
Yeah, and ethanol can make you hallucinate like a motherfucker. Do you know? Okay. Do you remember in the famous movie that Johnny Depp's in? I'm fucking blanking because we were drinking and I blazed.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Ether, right? Which is like, and they all, I think he doesn't do ethanol in this, but it's almost like the same thing. If you were to huff ethanol in the same prospect, like if you were to
do ether,
almost like the same, you would feel almost like the same fuck. Like you would be like, it would probably kill you, actually.
Yeah, it sounds about right. That's fair.
Ethanol is fucked.
All right, let's finish up the story here because we're getting a little too drunk. No, it's fine.
We have time for this one, actually.
Do we?
We're only 46 minutes in.
46.
But the interesting thing is, the last one is, because I'm not going to edit this one. Actually, this is what I won't, because I haven't noticed once that we did something wrong, hopefully.
We're killing it.
We're killing it. So this one is based on Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. Oh, I thought you meant like he's a swinger.
No, like the
Sweeney
Johnny Depp movie.
Okay.
The barber.
I got you. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think one of the most notorious serial killers in the fucking Victorian age, he must have been, maybe, was Sweeney Todd. It's just a fictional character, maybe, who murders customers in a barbershop and sells their flesh on the animal meat market.
Where the fuck is the animal meat market?
So, no, it would be like, so, you come into my barber chair.
Come over here, we got some animal meat. Come over meat. Here.
No, but it's like, pay a boy.
Do you want a dog? Do you want a cat?
No.
Do you want the hamster?
What the fuck they say? Here, we got like a, I don't know if here, but we got the paper for you, boys. You know what's going on, boys? We got this new story about this barber that kills people and sells the meat on the market. You know what I mean? It'd be like
okay.
That old school.
Okay,
but Sweeney Todd was based on, like, even Johnny Depp, it was a musical that was actually very cool. And he would kill his victims, but most historians agree that there was a barber who murdered his customers and gave, who gave them too much of a close shave. You know, but
be careful next time someone says, I'll give you a straight edge shave.
Yeah, but the thing is, which is very interesting, is that this is based on a movie, a musical. Like, Sweeney Todd, actually, I'm not going to lie, if you watch that movie with Johnny Depp, some of the musical aspects of it are very good. Joanne. Something like that.
Like Roxanne?
Yeah.
Roxanne!
Okay, it was interesting, but think about it. If, like, you know, one guy comes in, you're like, oh, no, I'm not accepting any of my customers. You slit his throat.
Yeah.
Take him in the back, chop him up, and you sell his body parts for, like, oh, this animal's meat.
You just lie.
Because back in the day,
human meat.
It was more of barter and trade, especially when they were killing, especially this place of the country. In the States, they were selling off meat.
Yeah.
Selling off hide. They were bartering. I'll give you this amount of gold for this amount of fur so I can make some clothing. Billy just spilled shit on his dick.
Which means, what does that mean?
We need to end this?
That means it's almost over. I'm getting drunk.
All right, it's fine. Billy, I've been buzzing this whole time. This was totally fun. I'm actually surprised this was like, not as long as we wanted, but
but you know what?
We dove deep.
Information packed, and
no, it's like the last. This is sick.
That's all that matters.
Oh, I suck at exactly what matters. So, you know, Strange Brew Canada, big us up on Instagram.
Strange Brew!
Woo, woo, woo! We're gonna get into some crazy shit soon, but this has definitely been fun, and we got some shit coming up. Maybe we'll bring back me, you, and Justin, because that was 100% fun.
You know what? The three-way, everyone loved that.
Everyone loved it. No trying. I'm editing this entire thing out. Look on Strange.
Brought to you by Cottonelle. Kill shot, he will not fail.
Jesus Christ.
I love
Strange Brew Canada, Instagram. Just big us up. We thank you for the listeners. I never say this, but we appreciate you guys.
We love and, you. I Canada, love you. I'm a little nervous. Learn about us. No, don't end it. Because Billy wants to say one more thing. What do we got over here? What do we got? Say it. You know what we got.
What?
We got twins!
Twins! Oh, Jesus Christ.
Love ya.
Love you.
Love you. Strange brew.
I'm gonna fuck your asshole.